the future of hospitality under that spotlight that I'm talking about at the Hospitality Exchange, organised indeed by NIHF, the Northern Ireland Hotels Federation. The conference takes place indeed the 13th and 14th in the Europa. So where are we with the hospitality game at the moment? Let me speak to Janice Galt. Janice, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
How challenging an environment is it at this present moment?
We've had some challenging times, but everybody, I think, has a reasonably good summer. We've had an increase in visitors from overseas, and I think people are in a positive frame of mind at this moment in time.
And what's the reason for them being so positive when, you know, you could go to a hotel in the Eurozone for 74p to the pound?
I think that we have found that we have competed well against the Eurozone this year. We have certainly, the number of visitors from Europe have held up. We've had quite a number of North American visitors, and our biggest market is actually GB, so therefore the Euro side isn't exactly as important. We do offer particularly good value in Northern Ireland, and even when you do the conversion, you can quite often find that staying here is a very cost-effective way of holidaying.
No wonder you're in the job that you are, because I'm trying to visualise how it could be cost effective to be spending sterling instead of euro at this present moment. But this day one of the hospitality exchange will lead to day two and all of that. What do you guys get up to?
We look at all sectors of the industry. Tomorrow we have a big focus on chefs and food. We're delighted to welcome a Michelin star chef from London called Ollie Debu, and also delighted that we have our own Michelin star chef, Danny Barry, taking part. And they'll do a demonstration along with the gentleman who's always concerned about health, known as the No Salt Chef, difficult to say that. And then in the afternoon, we have a session about the future of food. We're delighted to have great British menu judge Oliver Payton joining us, along with a lady who has the illustrious title of a food futurologist. And she will look at the trends that are out there, what's coming in the future, what's hot and what's not. And then we're going to have a glimpse of what the Northern Ireland Year of Food, which is 2016, will hold, and some insights into how successful Scotland had at a similar year of food and drink this year.
And this Year of Food, I've heard about this before, and I'm thinking that it's going to be marked in style during, you know, January to December of next year. But are we ready for that? Are we well positioned to make the most of that?
I think we often forget about the fantastic ingredients we have, you know, particularly when you go further afield. Beef, milk and other products from here are very, very highly rated. We've done very well in the Taste Awards in the UK, with more businesses from here scoring higher than anything else and getting gold awards. So I think we often underestimate the ingredients we have. The Year of Food will start with breakfast in January, run through harvest and a load of other different themes. So it is important that we celebrate something that sometimes we kind of take for granted. One thing when holiday makers come here, when they leave, the one thing they always say is they're always surprised at how good the food is.
But they shouldn't be, so they shouldn't, because, you know,
it
is, in fairness, a place, Northern Ireland is a place you could recommend to anyone.
Well, we for a long time have been the bread basket for other places. I mean, we have a great tradition in bread, a great tradition in butter, potatoes, meat, a lot of the sort of basic things. And we also have a really traditional view of food. I mean, food is very much a family focus here. People are very keen to eat with their family. People here are fond of good food. Perhaps the portions are slightly larger than other regions, but that's none too bad a thing either. But from our point of view, it is important that we celebrate things that are very positive. When you go abroad, there's nothing as nice being, you know, Peter Hannon's meat, beef, salmon from here, and other things on the menu, Abernethy goat butter, rapeseed oil from Broider Gold. All of these feature in menus throughout the world.
And we should be very proud, as you say. And indeed, when we walk into restaurants, the game seems to be going up all the time. Or, you know, we have more Michelin stars been given out now than ever before. And we also have a sense of hotels that are very, how do I best put this, conscious of the worldwide competition. Our standards are high.
Our standards locally are high. I mean, the domestic standard is very high. People go abroad now, they come back, and they expect a very high standard. The Northern Ireland customer is very discerning. They are, as you probably guessed, not always that easily parted with their money. But when they are, they want to make sure that they have an excellent experience. And hotels have really worked hard to raise their standards in terms of the guest experience, investing in their product, investing in bedrooms and public areas. And a number of them have put a large amount of work into improving their restaurants, changing the face of their restaurants and looking at their public areas.
Public relations is hugely important. Advertising campaigns cost millions. How much harm did Ramona Wiley do to the business recently?
It's an unfortunate situation with Ramona. I mean, she has been placed in a very difficult position. She has resigned from our board, and that was a decision that she took yesterday. We just have to repair those particular things. The rest of it is really now a private matter for her to deal with. Social media is not an easy thing to deal with. And I think she has apologised profusely to those involved. That apology has been accepted. And I think she recognises that her behaviour is not the behaviour that she would like people to see her make, and also would not be a situation that she would like people to feel is a normal situation for her to find herself in.
First and foremost, it's hugely embarrassing to her, but it's also embarrassing to the hotel she's associated with, the White Horse Hotel, and it's, needless to say, going to follow through as an embarrassment to the Northern Ireland Hotels Federation, of which you're the chief executive.
It has been embarrassing for us, but as I say, Ramona has decided to resign from her position. We issued a statement yesterday. She has apologised for her behaviour, and she has felt it's best that she remove herself from our board at this moment in time. And that really is as much as we can say about it. Her employer has been a long-time member of ourselves and will continue to be so. And we basically represent a wide variety of hotels. It is not within our ethos to have anything that is either sectarian or discriminatory.
How did you feel when you looked at it on social media?
It's not a pleasant thing to see.
That's one way of summing it up. I'll not push you any more on it, Janice. You are the chief executive of the Northern Ireland Hotels Federation. You have two mammoth days coming up. It is a competitive world, and the hospitality industry here is vital to the economy, isn't it?
It is, and I mean, we are on the second day. You know, we're very keen to discuss that. We have First Trust Bank along, who are very keen to support the sector, see us move forward. We have a big debate with the head of the British Hospitality Association, Tourism Ireland and Tourism Northern Ireland, as well as a lady from Unilever. So it's bringing everybody together, and then we're delighted to welcome back a gentleman who is no stranger to people from Formula One, called Mark Gallagher, and he will speak about really his experiences in F1. And you know, this is a business that's very much in the fast lane, and as he says, the person who builds the car is important, is as important as the person who makes a cup of coffee. And that's a message that we will be very firmly putting out at Hospitality Exchange. We're in an industry that's about people, for people, and we consider them to be our most important asset.
Listen, have a good conference, and thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Janice Gott is the Chief Executive with the Northern Ireland Hotels Federation.